My name is Alifa Tom. I came to Stewart in 1959 on a bus on Wapa Indian Reservation. It was my first time away from the reservation, and I was 12 years old. I was at Stewart from 1959 to 1965. Upon arrival, I was checked in at the dorm and checked for bugs and sores in the lavatory, as they called it back then. I was then taken to my room and assigned a room. I was number 2 and had to use this number for roll call for lining up to march to the dining hall for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I remember as a little girl marching to the dining room, the bigger girls would call us termites. I'm not sure why. Maybe because we had to march in a line. They would say, "Here comes the termites, here comes the termites." Even my bed and dresser had the number 2 on it. I remember that the beds were in a hallway and our belongings were in our dorm room, which was shared with 3 other girls. Before we lined up to go to breakfast, we had to have our morning duties done. The beds had to be fixed just so. Our clothing and our dresses had to be folded just right, and our trash cans always emptied. If they weren't, depending on the matron, the beds would be stripped during breakfast and we would have to refix the beds. If the trash wasn't emptied, the matron would turn over the trash can and we would have to pick it up and empty it. We weren't allowed to have food in the girl-girls dorm, but we would sneak food into the dorm by having one girl distract the matron, Miss Morgan. And then one of the other girls would roll the food across the floor underneath her. That's how we got the fruit in. There were many rules and regulations in the little girls' dormitory, but I love my time in Stewart. I loved it here. Stewart has a lot to do with who I am today. I was not forced to attend Stewart. I was asked by my mother. I thank her because it showed me responsibility, respect, and who I really am, an Indian. And I really love Stewart.